and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Teamsters Union says Amazon is refusing to negotiate as almost 10,000 contract workers are on strike. Like these walking a picket line in Alpharetta, Georgia, in suburban Atlanta. They're demanding safer work conditions, higher wages, better benefits. Union Starbucks says tomorrow, baristas in Boston, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Portland, Oregon will join others on strike in Chicago, Seattle, and Los Angeles. Union claims the company pulled out of a deal. Starbucks says the union's demands are unsustainable. The FAA investigating after drones collided and fell into a crowd during a holiday drone show over Lake Eola in Orlando, Florida, Saturday. Was captured on a cell phone recording. A 7-year-old injured, rushed to the hospital for emergency heart surgery after a drone hit him in the chest. Tiger Woods' son, Charlie, got his first hole-in-one at the PNC tournament in Orlando, Florida. He and his dad came in second to Bernard Langer and his son. This is ABC News. Dozens of people remain in hospitals in Germany following the deadly Christmas market massacre Friday. At least 5 people were killed, including a 9-year-old child. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Magdeburg, Germany.
The local prosecutor confirming a social media account believed to belong to the suspect, which includes posts that engage in conspiracy theories, is a part of the investigation. German officials saying a motive is still unclear, but said the suspect's psychological state is being examined.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Germany. Some last day's shopping tips from ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus.
Best Buy has last-minute doorbusters like Apple's 10th-generation iPad now back near its all-time low price of $279. So you save $70 and you get 3 months of Apple Music and Apple TV Plus for free. And Nordstrom is having its half-year sale with up to 60% off.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. Just after 8 o'clock, the third hour of music here on Max Inc. Radio. Perfect time to order yourself a Doughboy's Pizza Pie right now, a family-owned restaurant. You could taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. They're located on Madison's north side, delivering to the north, east, and downtown area. Just search for Doughboy's Pizza Madison online or give them a call right now, 608-467-3017. These guys got a big show coming up. We'll tell you all about it in just a couple of minutes. Let's kick the hour off with a double dip of the People Brothers Band. It's Trouble. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I'm
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The People Brothers Band and Kisses. Trouble before that. Both of those older songs, but both very, very good. And they're going to be playing a show on Saturday, December 28th at the Majestic Theater in Madison with Old Shoe and the Grasshoppers.
I love those names.
I don't know. I don't know Old Shoe.
I don't either.
The Grasshoppers, yeah. They've been around for a long time. I had the pleasure of interviewing the whole band, the Grasshoppers, like 12 people in that band, in my basement during the Jimmy K Show one year.
Oh, my goody. We were just talking about how we used to be just on the internet, Jimmy.
Yeah. And that was in his basement. Look at us now. You got to find that interview.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that would be fun.
That it's in the archives way in the deep of another computer.
Ah, that's too bad.
We'll find it somewhere.
Okay. It's fun to talk about it, though.
The People Brothers Band, though, they're awesome. Mm-hmm. They had a huge 2024 year. They released, late 23, early 24, they released their latest album, Sisters and Brothers. They won a Mama or three.
Yeah. And you know where they're playing tonight?
Where are they tonight, Rocker?
At the First Avenue in Minneapolis with the Big Woo.
Oh, yeah. There's a good band.
Big Woo. Wow.
Yeah, so they're pretty good. They're pretty popular. They're kind of just finishing up a big string of shows. So this one coming up at the Majestic will be the last of a big string. And then next year, of course, festival season.
Yep.
Festival
season. Can't wait.
Absolutely.
My favorite time of the year.
Hope you're all having a festive evening. And a happy solstice, everybody. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr doing an original local music until midnight. We still got an hour before the Lair, Rocker. Who's coming up in the Lair?
Jimmy,
who's this guy over in the lobby hanging out looking at us?
Is he wearing an ugly sweater? Because we're going to be talking about the ugly sweater party at the High Noon Wheelhouse with special guest Lucas Cates and then Frank Martin Bush interview. And Frank Martin Bush and the Names have some shows coming up, too, for New Year's Eve. They'll be with VO5 over at the Concourse.
Beautiful.
That's going to be a good show. And then live in the Lair, Jeffrey James, he's here. He's soundchecked. We're ready to go.
Sounds so
Max
good.
Inc. After Hours, 10 p.m. to midnight with Rob Roberts.
Don't forget, if you're tuning in late this evening, you can grab the podcast anytime at maxincradio.com or on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. And while you're there at civicmedia.us, be sure to grab the app because you need that on your phone.
Listen everywhere.
Listen everywhere you go. I've proven that fact. I've listened to Civic Media in St. Louis. I've listened to it in Los Angeles.
On the train?
Cool. San Diego.
Nice.
So, yeah, there you go. I listened to it.
On a moving train.
On a moving train. I listened to Steffi Miller in Eastern Colorado somewhere heading until I lost internet, you know? Hey, you know what? So today is summer solstice, December 21st.
It is.
We're off for the next 2 weeks here at Max Inc. Radio. We'll have some programming for you for next week and the week after. Happy New Year to all. But I was just kind of thinking back to the year that we've had here at Max Inc. Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And just take a moment, Rocker and Terry, think about the number of people that have come through this door and stood in front of that microphone to be our guest on a Saturday night.
Are we lucky? So lucky.
All the cool interviews, the great conversations, the live in the Lairs that we've had over the year. It's been a pretty awesome 2024 here on the radio for us.
Well, and you know what's interesting? Right after Jeffrey, who's coming up at 9, was all ready to go. He's all checked. And he said to Rocker and I, thank goodness you guys still do this because you have no idea what this means for musicians to be able to have this opportunity. And I said, you know, I tried to flip the script too because it means so much to all of us to have them.
Well, I think the one goes with the other.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
And we're happy to do it. And I'm going to toot our own horn here maybe a little bit. Forgive me if that's wrong to do so, but I don't think anybody does it like we do. I mean, we pump out.
Yeah.
We tell you where the shows are. We play the music for you. We try to be comical and funny and endearing to you.
I like you said try.
Well, you know, it's
we laugh at our own jokes at least.
I don't know. I'm funny, okay?
Oh, stop.
So it's pretty cool.
Funny looking.
Thank you to all of you who listen to us every week.
Yeah.
You know, we appreciate that. I know there's a lot of you out there, even though you don't call or text us. That's cool. We know you're out there listening.
You know, we get the feedback and stuff, and we do appreciate that. And let's hope we can keep it rolling for 2025.
You got it.
I mean, we got big plans for 2025, and we want you there with us. Last week, Terry, Gabe Berdulis.
Oh, and I missed it.
Was on the air. He called us.
I missed
from
it.
From the Gabe Berdulis hideaway. Wherever that is, the undisclosed location. Mm-hmm. He's coming to town. You're going to go see him?
Yes.
I knew she would be fuming.
Oh, he's my little Gaby. That's what I always say. He's my Gaby. So I got to introduce him many years ago at Apple Fest.
You're like mom.
I know.
My little Gaby.
It's weird. It's weird, isn't it? And now he's grown up to be such a sweetheart and a rock star in his own right. Plays all over. Yeah. The country and the world with all these different bands. He's like a hired gun. He really is. He's amazing on guitar.
He collaborates with a lot of artists now down in Nashville.
He sure does. Yep.
It's going to be great to see Gabe. He's going to be, where's he going to be here? Where's it at? Here.
Gamma there Ray.
Thank you. The Gamma Ray Bar here in Madison on December 27th. What is that? Next Friday or
Friday,
next Saturday?
Friday, I think.
Friday night.
Yeah.
And the All-Stars are going to be there. It's going to be a great show. Hope you're going to go out and see him. Tell him that we said hello if we don't do that first.
I will.
Shark Attack. It's Gabe Berdulis Trio. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Just swimming in the deep, and it's a little bit hard to see there. You got to hold your breath or sneak in. It's a really bad place. If you don't know what's underneath it, I've been tired and treading too high. Am I not float? Why did I go so far? Am I sinking? Is it too late? What was I thinking? Why did I wait? I'm counting down to scream shark attack. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me calling? Now everybody's running, the water starts to get blood, and it gets us all screaming out loud. For me, I need someone to save my life. Just this time, I should have looked at all the signs. Everyone said keep in mind, if you're swimming in the deep end, don't look back. Shark attack, can you hear me now? Can you hear me calling?
Gave up my wild so much to give on the way to the promised land. Now I'm back out on my own, back where I belong. And she's on to another man, to something to fill the void. Could our love be strong enough, or will we find it's time to leave, or will we lie here and bleed? Come on home. Come on. Come on in the rain, holding a diamond in my hand. It's been so long since I've had a place I can call my home. I don't know where I'm going, I don't know where I've been, but that's the life of this traveling.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Ellison Bay there and Promised Land. That's a brand new, what is this, brand new song here, Rocker?
Yeah, it just came in. And we just interviewed John Schneider. Mm-hmm. He's with Baghdad Scuba Review. And this was the band that his, I believe it was his niece.
Yes.
Passed away. And she was like, please record music, you know. And so kind of in inspiration of her, mm-hmm. he recorded this and he created this, I guess, band. I don't know what you call it. Mm-hmm. Name, Ellison Bay.
Beautiful music. And in her honor,
right.
In the end, which... And the interview is only, what, a couple of weeks ago, so you can find it and listen to the podcast of it. I'll reshare it, too, because it was really a moving, emotional interview from him because of what he did after she told him, you better.
You better
make this music.
Please. He followed through.
He did.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hope your evening is going well. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr with you. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Noah's Ark Pet Store here in Madison, 1289 North Sherman Avenue at Northgate Mall. They have cat and kitten adoptions, which I love. You can actually walk in and pet the kittens and make friends with them.
Kittens.
Just don't let them outside. Yeah. Of course, Noah's Ark has your organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. Noah's Ark Pet Center in Madison, 1289 North Sherman Avenue. Max Inc. Radio, also sponsored by Herbal Aspect here in Madison. Now 3 Madison locations on Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also buy online at herbalaspect.com.
All right, you got your ugly sweaters ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there is a big party, and it's an annual event, and there's going to be some great music. Imagine that goes with it. Aha, uh-huh, heck yeah, it's Frank Martin Bush. He is going to be in next to give us all the details of this annual Wheelhouse Party. He'll be joining us right after 8:30. Don't miss it.
Oh, it's going to be so awesome. Mm-hmm. I need an ugly sweater. I need to buy
one. You do.
Automatic Lover. This is a band that was a highlight of 2024 for me.
I would say.
You can see them at the Burr Oak on January 23rd. They're playing with Play Machine. Here's their brand new one, Helena. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Y a la vida me apremiaba con tu ser. Vaya suerte que es la mía, ya lo ves. Es tu ángel, tu sonrisa.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
There was a man outside of Madison who wanted to move and had a lot to prove. He called the Aaron Weber Group at Compass, and after they helped and helped, he felt a kind of numbness because the Aaron Weber Group helped so quickly and they all had hearts two sizes too big. He had another idea, a wonderful idea. He decided to have Aaron Weber sell his old abode as well, and all because with over 240 Zillow reviews, it wouldn't be too long till he told the news of the Aaron Weber Group and Compass at movetomadison.com. You're a nice one, Mr. Weber.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tickets to every wild hockey game. I loved her more than anything, but she did not feel the same. Said we need to talk because we're not on the same page. She dumped my ass and made me pack my power hockey bag. Back home to Wisconsin where we don't have any chill. Bucks have been rebuilding and the crew puts me through hell. I wish I had my own team to distract me from her now. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. No hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. I drink to forget her, but I can't forget it all. I wish I had my own team to distract me from her now. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. I won't root for Minnesota, cause that would be a sin. Every time I hear that name, I think of her again. What I can't forgive is how she hung me out to dry. She's now sitting in our seats and setting her eyes for that next guy. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. I drink to forget her, but I can't forget it all. I wish I had my own team to distract me from her now. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. If I was from Chicago, then the Hawks would be my team. If I was Galapagos, I'd take the Rangers or the Leafs. East Coast is too far away, no games are on TV. So I'm stuck here all alone with my CrossFit rivalry. Yeah.
Francisco with her infidelity. The years go by, I hope she's getting fat, losing teeth. He is Sir Wayne Gretzky, I guess I'll go to hell. I'm still here without a team, and she can go to. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no one in St. Paul. I drink to forget her, but I can't forget it all. Wish I had my own team to distract me from her now. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. Wish I had my own team to distract me from her now. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, we are local music. That's Wheelhouse Hockey in Milwaukee. That's a fun song right there.
Oh, man.
And Rocker, we're going to learn about an ugly sweater party here. I can't wait.
We are, Jimmy. Wheelhouse is a nationally touring Americana and bluegrass-based band in Madison. After thousands of shows, touring, and five albums, the band is on hiatus most of the time, except for a few shows, including their annual ugly sweater party, and now it's in its 10th year.
10 years?
10 years.
10 years.
That's as old as you, honey. His daughter is here, and she's so sweet.
Etta. Yes. And band leader Frank Martin Bush heads up his own outfit these days of Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and they have a big show coming up New Year's Eve. Here in the studio to get us updated on the happenings of both these bands is singer and songwriter Frank Martin Bush. Frank, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And good evening to Etta, too.
Yes, Etta. Say hi, Etta.
Hi.
Aw, thanks, Etta.
Frank, you know, how did you get your start playing music? And you grew up in a musical family, right?
I did, yeah. My dad had a big band orchestra, and his dad was in a big band orchestra, and his dad was in a big band orchestra. And his dad before that
long line of
was
band
German,
orchestra.
And they were in an Oompa band. No, but yeah, when they came over from Germany, they brought the instruments, and they've been doing it forever. And when I was a kid, I was forced to play saxophone.
I played saxophone, too.
I was terrible at it. And I actually had to play in this big band a few times, but I would fake most of it because I didn't know what I was doing.
I would have paid to see that,
oh,
actually.
It was bad. But yeah, then in college, my roommate had a guitar because I quit. I played saxophone for like a few years in grade school, and I was like, I'm done. I hate this.
You didn't know how to play guitar back then?
No, not until college.
Serious?
Nope, didn't touch it. My roommate in college had one. I'm like, all right, teach me a chord. There's girls that keep walking by, and they keep looking at the guys playing guitar.
So oh, yeah.
He taught me a few chords, and I taught myself how to play.
That is incredible. Yeah. I love your style of the way you play guitar, and I know we've asked you about this so many times. It's so unique.
The claw hammer, yeah.
It's so cool, though.
I wanted to play like bluegrassy type country stuff by myself. I was writing these songs that had that 1/5 backbeat, so I would do the claw hammer type banjo, but on the guitar.
It works.
Thanks. Explain claw hammer.
Yeah. Claw hammer is you play the bass note with your thumb, and then you play like the other parts with your fingers, and you kind of rake and pluck and.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's kind of like a slap style, but then you play. So I would play but on the guitar. So I'm doing the front beat and the back beat.
And you almost have a little drum, too.
Yeah, I hit it, and I play the guitar like a drum.
He's entertaining just to watch play.
I was just going to say that that's pretty common in, like, bluegrass. The thump and getting the percussion off the acoustic part or the wind part of the guitar.
Acoustic is generally just a down strum. It's like the snare where the upright bass is the bass drum, and then you got the mandolin, and the banjo plays a little claw hammer. But a lot of the guys now play that three-stroke method, which is even harder. But yeah.
So what you're saying is you couldn't play the claw hammer with the saxophone.
Couldn't do it.
You just threw that thing away then.
I did not play well on the woodwinds.
So you're not going to be in a ska band anytime soon.
No, I don't think so. Don't call me for that. I don't remember how to play that.
Nice. I remember Mighty Short Bus.
Yeah,
been a while.
That was the early 2000s.
Uh-huh, that was your early band.
It was. Right when I got out of college, I started that band with some buddies. It was like a... Hey, we're graduating from college. We've been jamming in the basement forever. Let's play one show. So my roommate at the time was a Dry Bean, and he got us a show on a Wednesday.
Yeah. On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday, and like 300 of our friends came out.
Oh, wow.
And it was like I was hooked. I played on the stage, and I got, I just felt that adrenaline rush. I'm like, I want to do this again. So I kept doing it and doing it over.
Was that the first time you played in front of a fairly large crowd?
Yeah, we had done some open mics before that, just like as a joke. We'd put a skit together and play some music. But that was the first time we actually played a show and got paid for it.
Oh.
And it was a big deal. But yeah, it was ever since then I was bitten.
Do you ever think about that night when you're on stage in front of, like, say, like an Atwood Fest with thousands of people or Minneapolis with thousands of people?
I do, because the rush of adrenaline is still the same.
Yeah.
Even, you know, 20 some years later, I still get the same feeling. Even on, like, just even like a mediocre show, I still get a rush of adrenaline. Oh, I'm such a stage junkie.
Right.
But
do you get nervous before
I do.
A show?
Yeah, I get nervous all the time.
They always say that's good, right?
Yeah, I love it. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I'm used to getting nervous. It's not going to go away. I'll always get nervous. There's been times where I've had like little panic attacks.
Oh, no.
Like when COVID kind of was releasing, we started playing shows again. I remember our first show back was up at Green Lake at the Thrasher Opera House. And I had like a panic attack in the middle of the show. I just didn't know the next words. They didn't come. And the words always just come. As soon as I have the first word, they
Because you wrote most of the words.
Yeah, and the rest of them just roll off your tongue.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They weren't. They were just like, I'm like, what's going on? Where are the words?
That's fascinating.
I just freaked out a little bit. But that, you know, that it hasn't happened since.
Good, so. Good. And and nerves, I've heard. Like even Keith Urban talks about, oh, yeah, I still get nervous before a show.
Yeah.
But he said, if I don't, then something's wrong.
Yeah, you got to feel that excitement.
Yeah.
Now, we'll talk about your newest band, The Names, in just a moment. So first, let's talk about Wheelhouse. Thousands of shows, 5 albums. I remember when Terry Barr interviewed you for Maximum Inc. Music Magazine back in 2013.
I remember. It was on my front porch there. You came to our house.
Oh,
and we all sat outside in the sun and talked about music. That was right when the band was starting.
It was called Mighty Wheelhouse.
It was. And there was a reason for that.
Oh.
And we still use that sometimes. But, like, okay, so Mighty Short Bus was the thing. And we still had a summer's worth of shows booked. And we got a sponsorship from Shiner Beer.
Yes.
And we had kind of started this side thing with Kenny. And it was Nick and I from Mighty Short Bus. Started the side thing with Mark and Kenny just during the week to play, to make some extra money. It didn't really have a name, you know, it was just something that we were doing. And that kind of became Wheelhouse. And we're like, we need to kind of merge these two things together. But you guys join our band because we got the summer's worth of stuff booked.
Yeah.
So we kept the Mighty from Mighty Short Bus and then just kind of transitioned. And we still use the Mighty. It's like, if our, I think our Instagram is Mighty Wheelhouse, you know, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we just go by Wheelhouse now. But yeah, it was like a transitionary period. Between the two bands, they kind of melted together.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, the 10th annual Ugly Sweater Party
is
coming to the High Noon Saloon tomorrow, mm-hmm. Sunday, December 22nd. And Lucas Cates is opening for Wheelhouse. Do you have a collection of ugly sweaters?
I have a few. I have a few, yes.
Where do you get them from?
Same place to get all my clothes. It's usually from eBay or Marketplace. Like I'm the kind of guy like scrolls late at night trying to find, you know, musical instruments. I'm like, ooh, that's an ugly sweater. I'll go to Middleton and buy that, you know.
No.
I recycle my clothes. I don't really buy new stuff too much, like any good musician.
But Etta, do you have a do you have an ugly sweater, Etta?
Does she have an ugly sweater?
Do you have an ugly sweater?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what is it of?
My dad's.
She raised my closet for my ugly sweaters. That's true.
Give me a high five on that one.
She steals her mom's clothes and my clothes.
Okay, so tell us the details about this show.
So yeah, Lucas Cates' band. Obviously, Kenny on fiddle with us is in the Lucas Cates' band. So he found out that Jesse, the drummer, was going to come back to Madison from Florida for the holidays. And they're like, can we just throw them on as an opener? And we're all like, heck yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So it'll be the original lineup, Mark, Kenny, Lucas, and
Mark Knoxon
Jesse.
Coming out of retirement.
Yeah, Mark
wow.
Knoxon. So hopefully we can get Mark to play with us for a song or two as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so they go on at 3, and they'll play for 45 minutes, and then we'll do 4 to 6.
Yeah.
You know, it's a nice, easy afternoon, so you still have the night to recover and get to work the next day. If you have to work.
Yeah, we've all said we're getting older. We like
these afternoon shows.
You'll end up hungover and broken hearted.
Well, there is a song you wrote about it.
If you're lucky.
If you're going to the show, is an ugly sweater required? Do you get free admission?
No, there's no free admission for
no,
sure. Sorry,
nothing's
sorry.
Free. Yep, sorry about
but
that.
Yeah, it's just an excuse to get together and do it. We've been doing it for 10 years. In the beginning, it was a big charity thing. We did a bunch of stuff for Second Harvest. We didn't do it this year. We probably should have, but... in the beginning, the Ugly Sweater thing was a charity event. And now it's just an excuse for us to get together in the winter and play. Because otherwise, we just play mostly in the summer.
Yeah. Thank you for the excuse.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got your own thing that you're doing now. And you've kind of got a rotating cast. cast of musicians every now and then. Tell us about Frank Martin Bush and the names.
We realized a couple of years ago that the Wheelhouse was going to take a step back and not do as many, because we were doing 250 shows a year, and we just couldn't keep up with that. And I wanted to keep doing it, so I took the bass player. I said, let's start our own little thing. So he's solid, and then Pablo on drums. He's always there. But it was Rin Ribble for a long time. For, you know, she was there every show, and then some personal things happen. Still love Rin. She still comes and plays with us sometimes. But now I got John Friesacker that plays with us sometimes, Chris Wagoner that plays with us sometimes. And once in a while, I'll bring even a steel guitar player from Iowa that plays with us quite a bit.
Oh, that's cool.
But we'll be at the concourse on New Year's Eve down in the hotel lobby there, in the bar.
Big party at the concourse on
New
Year's
Eve. That's what we're hearing.
Yeah, it's a big party. It's a great time.
That's a fun show. You're going to have a fun time New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it is fantastic. It's a great hotel, and they put on a great party, you know.
The Governor's Club is fun. Rock, you've been up there. Nice
pool. Oh, yeah.
Get some happy hour refreshments up there.
Oh, yeah. I love the Governor's Club. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
I want to ask Frank just a little bit about, because I'm always so interested in your songs. Every song you write tells a story. Where do you get these from?
That's the gift, is getting, because anybody can write a song. You can come up with music and melody. That's always there. But finding the subject matter is always, like, that's the gift that you get. And you don't question where it comes from. You just, you know, sometimes you have an idea because you see something, or you're driving someplace, or you watched a movie, or you read a book, and it inspired you to write. Sometimes you're just strumming the guitar and you're mumbling, you know, and you just, like Tom Petty used to, you just strum and you mumble until you start to say things, and you start to understand what it is, and then you build off that, you know. But the one thing about writing songs is something you constantly have to do.
Yeah, I bet.
You can't just, I haven't written a song in 4 months, I'm going to write one today. That one's, it's like the first pancake, it's going to suck. It's not going to be very good, so you got to keep writing. And it's usually like the fourth or fifth one you write, they're like, okay, I'm going to share this with people. Because this one's pretty good, I think. But as an artist, you're always like, yeah, it all sucks. You know,
what's so interesting, though, going to any of your shows, everybody, I swear, knows every word of all of your songs.
I think that, we have a pretty loyal fan base. In the beginning, we did a lot of covers, but we've always been writing it. And even now, there's a couple new songs that we've been trying to get in the studio to record. So there is possibly some new stuff coming out from Wheelhouse in the next year. It's just a matter of getting together. But there's stuff that's been written, and everybody's like, oh, we should record this.
I think you said once you had a backlog.
Well, that was another reason for doing the solo project, because I had a backlog of stuff that I thought was pretty good, but people didn't feel it was right for that project or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, the first record was almost all backlog. The Names has got a second record that's ready to go. We've released, I think, 4 or 5 songs off of it, and then we're going to start to release the rest of them here in the next year. But, yeah, we're constantly recording with that band as well. Just always
look
writing.
Forward to it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. And you guys, I have to say, when we all got to really get to know Etta was during COVID, because Frank did a regular live stream, and very often she was on the show with him, and it was amazing.
Yeah, her and her sister would both come up. And,
yep.
Yeah. I'm really sad that I don't do the live streams anymore.
Those were so good.
And I should just bite the bullet and go back up to the attic and turn the, you know, because it was an interesting time. We all had to adapt, and I really enjoyed, like, the talk show aspect of it.
It was
great. I've always wanted to be, like, a late-night talk show host. Like, that's, like, my dream job. So it was, like, I get to do it. But now, I don't know. I teach music at my kid's school, so, like, I get done with work, and I'm so tired.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't go upstairs. So. Yeah. But I've got to, because I miss doing it. And I just miss the reach it had, you know.
And it did, and you had a lot of people every
I would always be surprised. Like, man, 1,000 people would just watch that show. Yeah. Like, That's crazy.
See, now you're going to have to do it. And then you can have, like, guests on. So you can do, like, a real talk show.
Like your daughter, Etta. She could be playing drums.
She could be my Paul Schaefer over there. Max Weinberg.
Yeah.
Up there doing the drums. And,
Be careful, because now we're going to bug you about this.
Yeah, right? Okay, I will start to do it again. I promise.
we'll air it on Max Inc. Radio.
Please do.
Totally.
Frank Martin Bush is in the studio with us. The Ugly Sweater Party, the 10th annual Ugly Sweater Party, is at the High Noon Saloon. It's happening tomorrow, Sunday, December 22nd. Lucas Gates is going to be there. Wheelhouse is going to be there. If you have an ugly sweater, put it on. Go have some fun time and see Frank and Wheelhouse and Lucas Cage. Say hi to Lucas for
us. Will do, absolutely.
We love
that guy.
Yeah, we played some of his music earlier.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
If people want to follow you, keep up with you, get all the news stories and places, hot hits to get the ugly sweaters, how do we follow you?
Instagram is probably the most checked. Mighty Wheelhouse or Frank Martin Bush. Facebook still too, but and we don't do much with X. or Twitter. We're really not there anymore.
Go to Blue Sky.
Yeah,
that's
is that where
it
should be? I'm always looking for
one.
That.
Blueski.
Yep. Always, nah, Instagram is always telling me I got to be on Threads now. I'm like, what?
Oh, I know. I've been getting that too. It's all tiring.
I take the beta. I'm like, ooh, I want to read this. Oh, I got to get Threads.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm, I don't have the time.
Do you still have a website too?
Yeah, we still have websites. Okay. MightyWheelhouse.com, FrankMartinBush.com. Still
perfect.
There.
Perfect.
Frank, it's great to see you.
Thank
you. Appreciate you all. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank
see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Great to see you too.
With bells on.
Wait till you see what I'm wearing.
Frank Martin Bush and the Names. I love this song. Turn it up. Is Kiss You on the Cheek. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Better let me kiss you on the cheek. Any time of the day, any day of the week. Even if I'm flying on down that highway. Baby, lean on in, let me love you my way. Better let me kiss you on the cheek. Let me play right on you soft and sweet. Small play of my affection.
On Civic Media, we are local music. Frank Martin Bush there in the Names. The song is called Kiss You on the Cheek. Thanks to Frank for coming in tonight. Always a pleasure to see Frank. You know, so, you know, Kelsey Miles.
Yep.
Frank Martin Bush and, of course, Jeffrey James is live in the lair. They all have one thing in common. They've been on Max Inc. Radio multiple times over the years.
Aren't we lucky?
And they keep coming back, and we appreciate it. And it's great to hear their stories as their careers progress, you know?
Absolutely.
It's really cool.
I chased Frank down the hallway.
I know you did. You're always chasing Frank down the hallway.
I wanted to know who was playing lead guitar on the song we just heard. Because if you watch Wheelhouse or go to a Wheelhouse show, Nick Adamany is the lead guitar player.
Right.
Frank is just kind of strumming along. Uh-huh. So I said, oh, wow, this song is incredible. Who's the lead guitar player? And he said, Terry, That would now be me.
Mm.
And that's a step up to have to take on that extra role when you're the lead singer. Now you're the lead guitar player too.
Right, right.
And you're leading the band in general. So hats off, Frank. It sounds terrific.
Once again, the 10th annual Ugly Sweater Party is happening tomorrow at the High Noon Saloon, Sunday, December 22nd. Lucas Cates going to be there. He's always a great guy to hear play. Of course, Wheelhouse. And if you had an ugly sweater, fa-la-la-la-la, grab that sweater there. Have you posted the picture of your shirt yet?
No, I have not.
It's a wonderful
You want
shirt.
Me to? Okay.
I love it.
All right.
It's just clever.
It is clever.
It's very clever.
Yes. I've had several people tonight already go, what? And then they had to think about it. Caleb, who is here and works for Civic Media, said, is that a math equation? I go, well, I guess it could be, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Live in the Lair with Jeffrey James Show coming up in just a couple of minutes here, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And if you want to call and ask Jeffrey questions, you can do that, 844-967-2789. Terry, we've got one more song to play here before the lair from Tyler S.J. You got some news about Tyler in the next 20 seconds or so.
I do. Tyler S.J., longtime musician out of the Fox Cities, in particular the Appleton area, he decided he had all kinds of holiday songs he had written over the years, but never put it together on an album. So this is a brand new album for the first time holiday songs, and this is just a beautiful song. Lots of fun. He writes his songs, at least these holiday songs, are all about family,
and that's perfect for this time of year.
Tyler S.J. and Chill in the Air.
Chill in the air. Turn on the fire, find some flannel to wear. Something warm in your cup, and tip that thing up to the ceiling. Come on, baby, see the snow on the ground. Dig out the decorations, spray them around. Slide them closer to me, hallmark on the TV. What you feeling? Don't ever care, I got a whole month to spare. There's a chill in the air. I get some bored of wearing shorts all the time. Show me your soup recipes, I'll show you mine. Kettle steaming. Home is homier when candles are lit. So bring every Afghan we can hide under it. Gumdrop dreaming. Got footy channels to wear. There's a chill in the air.
Chill in the air. Chill in the air. Chill in the air. Chill in the air.
Chill in the air. Come on, baby, feel that chill in the air. Come on, baby, feel that chill in the air. Come on, baby, feel that chill in the air.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Some Amazon workers walking a picket line in Alpharetta, Georgia, suburban Atlanta. The Teamsters Union says contract drivers demanding safer work conditions, higher wages, better benefits. Amazon refusing to negotiate. Union Starbucks says tomorrow baristas in Boston, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Portland, Oregon will join others on strike in Chicago, Seattle, and L.A. The union claims the company pulled out of a deal. Starbucks calls the union's demands unsustainable. The FAA investigating after drones collided and fell into a crowd during a holiday drone show over Lake Eola in Orlando, Florida last night.
What's happening?
It was captured on a cell phone. 7-year-old was injured and rushed to the hospital. 174 skiers and snowboarders are safe after a gondola at Colorado's Winter Park Resort malfunctioned, leaving them stranded and suspended in midair for hours. This is ABC News. German officials confirming the person in custody after